church.
因为今天圣灵他能够运行在我们的当中，来带领我们，来帮助我们做一些决定。
Because today the Holy Spirit can work among us to help us and guide us into making decisions.
在必要的时候，总是会有圣灵很明显的工作。
And when it is needed, we will see the clear works of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》16章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传16章第6节
Acts chapter 16 verse 6
第6节圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道他们就经过伯里加加拉太一带的地方
Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia
当时保罗的这个布道团
At that time, Paul's little missionary team was preaching in Phrygia and the region of Galatia.
但是圣灵禁止他们。
But the Holy Spirit stopped them from going to Asia.
所以他们就调整了他们的计划。
So they adjusted their plans.
第七节到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不喜。
In verse 7, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
这个圣灵也就是耶稣的灵，这里说圣灵，他们调整了计划，但是圣灵还是不允许。
We see here that the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, did not permit them to go into even their adjusted destination.
所以他们就必须要再调整一下他们的计划。
So for a second time, they had to change their plans.
第8节，他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去。
So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas in verse 8.
第9节，在夜间有异象，现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
Verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us.
所以神就让保罗看见一个很清楚、很明显的异象。
So God allowed Paul to see a very clear vision.
有一个马其顿人来要。
The man of Macedonia asking him to come to Macedonia.
第10节,
Verse 10.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Paul writes, Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them.
这就是为什么保罗他离开小亚细亚，进入欧洲。
And this is the reason why Paul left Asia Minor and went into Europe.
这个马其顿已经是属于这个欧洲的部分。
Because Macedonia is part of Europe.
所以圣灵在他们当中工作，来引领他们将福音带入欧洲。
And so the Holy Spirit guided them to bring that gospel into Europe.
所以第一个，我们今天通常不再用所谓抽签。 来为自己或者为教会来决定事情。So
first off, we do not use the method of casting lots today to make decisions for ourselves or the church.
刚才也列的提到大卫他为什么要求问神。
We also briefly mentioned before the reasons why David inquired of God.
是的，求问神要成为我们生活当中一个很重要的部分。
Yes, inquiring of God should become a big part of our lives.
所以我们必须要再强调一下。 我们求问神应该有的态度。
And so we must emphasize and understand the kind of attitude we should have when we inquire of God.
就是我们要承认我们是有限的，我们要承认神的主权、神的存在。
First, we must understand and acknowledge our limits and acknowledge God's existence.
意思就是我们人常常会忘了自己是谁。
And acknowledge God's power, because often we forget who we are.
比如说在丹尼里书里头，那个当时最强盛的王尼布贾尼撒王。
For example, during the time of Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the most powerful king at the time, King Nebuchadnezzar,
他就是忘记了自己是谁。
Forgot who he was.
那神爱他，神给他一个教训。
And it's because God loved him that God then disciplined him.
所以他的一个，他明白了一个。 很重要的事实
And so he then understood a reality.
哦，那这也可以成为我们求问神的一个重要的态度。
Which can also be translated into an important attitude we should have when we inquire of God.
请看丹尼里书第四章。
Let's look at the book of Daniel, chapter 4.
丹尼里书第四章十七节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
丹尼里书四章十四啊十七节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
十七节，这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的令，好叫世人知道，至高者在人的国中掌权。要将国赐给谁，就赐给谁。啊，获利及卑微的人执掌国权。
This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High God, the Most High, rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever He will, and sets over it the lowest of men.
啊，这个就是尼布甲尼撒王他最后所明白的一个重要的结论。
This is the important final conclusion of King Nebuchadnezzar.
从人来看，这个天下是他的能力、他的努力打下来的。
From the eyes of man, this kingdom was something that King Nebuchadnezzar had built with his hard work.
但是他必须要承认，这个至高者这一位神在人的国中掌权。
But he was forced to acknowledge.That this God who is most high is the one who rules above.
那真的，我们必须要清楚的认识、承认我们人是有限的。
And who holds the ultimate authority? And so we must have a clear understanding, and acknowledgement that we have limits.
我们必须承认，我们已经有的这些背景跟知识，它是受限制的。
We must understand that the backgrounds that we come from, the abilities that we have, all have limits.
有时候用同样的语言，但是你觉得说没有办法沟通。
Sometimes we may be speaking with the same language, but you find that you can't really communicate.
因为你发现我们两个人，我们的背景，我们的知识都受到了很多的限制。
And the reason is because you and I may be very limited in our different backgrounds or our understandings of things, or wisdom, knowledge.
这样的问题存在人与人之间，何况是人跟神之间。
And so if we see this kind of miscommunication problems between man, then how much more do these problems or can these problems exist between us and God?
那为什么有时候我们对某些人或某些事情，我们是真的觉得说？很不清楚，很模糊，很不明白。
So why is it sometimes that when we are thinking about a matter or thinking about a person, that there are some things that are just completely gray in our minds and we just can't understand it, no matter how hard we try?
因为我们认知的方法、管道或者功能也是受限制的。
Because the way that we attack matters, the way that we think about things, even our perspectives, this itself is limited.
比如说某一种语言是我不懂的，那么在说这种语言的人，我就是没有办法去明白他们。
So if there's a, for example, if there's a language that I don't understand, then no matter how hard I try to listen to somebody who's speaking that language, I'm not going to be able to understand anything they're saying.
我缺少那一种语言，所以我就缺少了去认识的那个工具。
Because I don't know that language, then I lack this tool that's needed to understand this person.
那对神，我们常常也是这么的有限。
And it is the same way with God.
但是，这个是一个重要的态度，所以我们要努力来成为一个懂得求问神的人。
We have the same limits between us and God, and so we need to have an attitude of humbly coming to inquire of God.
那很实际的，那我们如何来做？过着求问神的生活。
And so in our lives, how do we live these lives of inquiring after the Lord?
比如说今天我们没有所谓的大祭司，没有所谓的以弗德。
For example, today we don't have priests, we don't have ephods.
但是我们有圣经，有圣灵。
But we have the Bible and we do have the Holy Spirit.
我们请看诗篇十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 19.
请看诗篇十九篇第七节。
Let's look at Psalm 19, verse 7.
第七节，主的律法全备，能苏醒人心；主的律法切定，能使愚人有智慧。
7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
那个圣经里头提供给我们答案。
The Bible here gives us an answer.
第八节
，verse 8.
主的信实正直，能快活人的心。主的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
这本圣经是解密的一本书是能够让我们的眼睛能够明亮的。
This Bible is a book that solves mysteries and can open our eyes.
第九节，主的道理洁净，存到永远；主的典章真实，全然公义。
Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
这本圣经就是人生的操作的手册。
This Bible is a user's manual for life.
今天有很多很方便的的用品工具。
Today, there are many convenient tools or products that we use.
能够让这个产品发挥最大的功用常常你要把它的这个使用手册把它看清看清楚去了解。
And often, in order to maximize the potential or the use of that product or tool, you need to read the user's manual.
因为我们的有限所以我们需要求问神，那这本圣经是神赐给我们的操作手册。
And so because we are limited, then God gives us this Bible as a user's manual for us to use.
为什么我们求问神？
So why do we inquire of the Lord?
因为我们希望走在对的道路上面。
Because we want to walk in the right path.
为什么我们求问神？因为我们希望过着一个更美好的生活。
The reason we inquire of the Lord is because we want to live a better life.
我们求问神就是要神给我们方法，给我们方向。
Because we want God to give us a way, to give us a direction.
所以我们能够好好的来经营我们的人生
so that we're able to live our lives in a good way.
我们可以好好的来经营我们的家庭
so that we can have a good family.
我们可以好好的一起来经营我们的教会
so that we can have a good church.
那这一本圣经就是我们的操作手册
and so this Bible is that user's manual.
那有时候我们看到这个所谓的手册我们就一个头两个大因为好多
Now, often when you see users' manuals, your head wants to explode because they're usually really long and complicated.
圣经是我们的人生的手册。
Now, the Bible is our user's manual of life.
同样的，哇，这么大一本。
And again, it is a big book.
但是，我们不用觉得挫折。
But we should not feel discouraged.
我们要加上圣灵来。帮助我们。
Because we have the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 26.
二十六节，但保惠师就是父所父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
这里说圣灵他要指示我们。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit will teach us.
再看约翰福音十六章。Let's
also look at John 16, verse 13.
十三节说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, and whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
我们活着就必须要面对我们的生活。
as long as we're alive, we have to face our lives.
哦，我们常常所需要的是，我如何来面对、来经营、来管理我的生活。
And often what we need is to know how to carry out our lives, how to do certain things or face certain things.
哦，这也是人的生人生活的规范，也是真理的一部分。
And so the plan of our lives is actually also it fits into part of the truth.
哦，圣灵要带领我们进入真理里。
The Holy Spirit wants to guide us into all truth.
好，为什么通常我不去看，很少去看这个所谓的 manual 这个手册
？Why do I often try to bypass users' manuals?
好，因为我的语言能力有限。
Because I'm not good at English.
好，所以啊，对我来讲，我看起来就很吃力。
So whenever I look at users' manuals, then I feel like falling asleep.
好，否则的话，我是很愿意去看手册。照着手册来操作我所买的东西。
If that weren't the case, then I actually, in concept, want to read users' manuals to know how to use these things that I buy.
那没有一个很好的工具带领我去明白这些手册里头的这些很多的字眼。
But there is no tool, there is no guide for me to use to go help me understand what's in these manuals.
但是对这一本圣经，我们有一个很好的工具，很好的助手，就是圣灵。
But for this Bible, there is something that can help us, and that is the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以对读圣经、查考圣经来讲，是会越来越喜欢的，越来越明白的。
And so reading the Bible should be something that you enjoy more and more as the more you do it, and that you understand more as the more you read it.
所以第一个，我们有圣经，有圣灵来帮助我们做求问的工作。
So first, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Bible to help us inquire of the Lord.
那我们如何来求问神
？So how do we inquire of God?
好，我们再请看耶拿书第四章。
Let's look at Jonah chapter 4.
耶拿书第四章第四节。
Jonah chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节。主说：“你这样发怒合理吗？”
4:4, then the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
第九节，神对耶拿说：“你因为这颗披麻发怒，合乎理吗？”
Verse 9, then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry."
连续两次啊，神问耶拿说：“你这样合理吗？”
Twice in a row, God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
是的，神是公义的神。
It is true that God is a just God.
但是神也是一个怜悯的神。
But God is also a merciful God.
在神的公义里头，他会包含着他的怜悯。
And so the justice of God contains the mercy of God.
在神的怜悯里头，他不会去违背他的公义。
The mercy of God also will not go against the justice of God.
合不合理，就是这就是一个我们求问神的方法。
Whether or not something is right is a method by which we can inquire of God.
今天我们所要决定的事情，我们要想到说，对我们自己，对别人。在爱心、信心上有没有造就
？Today, when we make a decision, we need to ask ourselves: Does what I'm about to do edify others in love?
我们去判断一下这个合不合理
？And in their faith, we need to ask ourselves: Is this right? Is this reasonable?
当我们求问神的时候，神就是这样问我们：你这样子合理吗
？Because when we inquire of God, then what God asks us is this right?
但我们怎么知道合不合理
？So how do we know something is right？
我们怎么知道这样子做对自己、对别人的爱心、信心有没有造就
？How do we know that when we do a certain thing, this will help and edify others in love and in faith？
不要忘记了，圣经就是我们的操作手册。
And ourselves in our own love and faith. So don't forget, the Bible is our user's manual.
我想我们听过这样的见证。
I think you've heard testimonies like this before.
有人在很无可奈何、很危急的时候，圣经。就打开来，然后点一下，一个很好的经节，很好的答案。
About how when people are feeling helpless and in their moments of despair, then they just open the Bible randomly, point to a verse, and there it is, their answer.
感谢神啊，这是神特别的怜悯。
Thank God, that is a special mercy of God for that person.
这个不是一个正确的方法。
But it actually isn't the right way.
这也不是我们所鼓励的。你有事情的时候，你就这样子做。
And it's also not a method that we would encourage you to just anytime you have a question, just randomly open the Bible.
要紧的是我们每一天有读经的生活。
What's important is that we should have a habit of studying the Bible daily.
每一天我们有在用一点时间来思想，来默想神的话语。
That every day we have time to read and ponder and think about and reflect on the words of God.
每一天有圣灵来运行帮助我们，来消化神的话语。
That every day the Holy Spirit, we allow the Holy Spirit to help us to reveal to us the Word of God and to digest and understand the words of God.
这样子渐渐的，神的标准、神的价值系统，成为我们的标准，成为我们的价值系统。
And in this way, then the standards and the value system of God will become our own personal standards and our own personal system of values.
这样这个才是根本。
And this will become our base.
当然。在很不得已的时候，神给你的特别的怜悯啊，你一欢欢到你要能够给你答案的经节，那个是特例，那个不鼓励。
And so those times where you're in despair and you open the Bible and then God has mercy on you and lets you see a verse that helps you, that's not plan A. It's not something I would encourage you to do.
神要我们还是脚踏实地的，每一天来领受他的话语，每一天。让他的圣灵来感动我们。
God still wants us to go step by step by being persistent in reading the Bible each day and allowing the Holy Spirit to move us in that way.
这样是很自然的，在判断事情的时候，我们就能够在求问神的时候，我们就知道这个合理不合理。
In this way, then, when we are facing a decision and we inquire of God, we will naturally know when something is right or not.
那我们如何来求问神
？So how do we inquire of God.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章二十一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
我们如何求问神，就是用我们的良心来求问神。
The way we inquire of God is via our conscience.
所以求问神是我们生活当中必须要有的一个重要的部分。
And so to inquire of God is something that needs to take an important place in our lives.
那所以啊，每一天的灵修生活成为是必须的。
And so a daily life of personal and spiritual cultivation is a must.
灵修能够帮助我们的良心非常的敏锐，非常的清明。
Cultivation can help our conscience to be extremely clear and insightful.
这里说我们的心，我们的良心不责备我们就可以向神坦然无惧了，我们就能够做出一个没有怀疑、没有惧怕的决定。
Here it says that if our heart does not condemn us, if our conscience does not rebuke us, then we're able to make clear and good and right decisions.
所以保罗是一个很看重灵修自己的人。
So Paul is somebody who looked highly upon his own personal cultivation.
他说，他不但传福音给别人呐，他也是攻克己心。
He said that not only does he preach to others, but he beats his own body. He cultivates himself.
所以保罗有一个很敏锐、很清明的良心。
And so Paul had a very clear and he had a very clear conscience. He was able to see clearly.
所以他可以说我是凭着这个良心，在神的面前，凭着这个良心。在做我眼前的事情。
That's why he was able to say that he does and makes decisions about the things before him with a clear conscience.
我们如何来求问神
？How do we inquire of God？
当我们在信仰的道路上面，我们有在追求，我们就很容易分别出什么是暂时，什么是永恒。
When we are pursuing higher levels in our faith, then we'll be able to distinguish the difference between what is temporary and what is eternal.
我们就可以知道什么是 真正有价值的。
We will be able to know what has true and real value.
那我们就可以根据这个 来做决定。
And we'll be able to make decisions based on that.
不是说每一次神都出声音，或者说让你看见什么。你来做决定。
It's not to say that every time you need to make a decision, God will let you hear a voice or see a vision to help you with that decision.
当我们在求问神的时候
，When we are inquiring of God,
我们平常我们所学习的这些神的话语，我们人生的这个手册啊，它就在我们的脑子里头开始在运作。
Then the words that we typically hear and the words in this user's manual here will continue to repeat themselves in our heads.
那圣灵也开始在我们的身上来运行，来感动我们。
They will work in our heads, and the Holy Spirit will work in our heads and in our hearts to move us.
我们就会看出那个真正的价值是什么。
And we'll be able to see what truly has value.
可以这样做，可以那样子做，但是哪一个是最有价值的？
You'll see that I can do A or B, but I can see which one actually has more value.
再来，我们如何求问神？
Next, how do we inquire of God?
我们请看《传道书》第三章。
Let's look at
《传道书》第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter
3. 传道书》第三章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
再来就是有关时间、时机的问题。
So now the next question is the question of time.
在我们求问神的时候，我们就要去想时机的问题。
When we inquire of God, we have to think of the time factor.
在对的时间做对的事情。
To make sure we do the right thing at the right time.
在对的时间说对的话。
To say the right thing at the right time.
好，我们参考一下以斯帖记第五章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 5.
以斯帖记在耶伯记的前面，以斯帖记第五章。
Esther chapter 5. Esther is before the book of Job.
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节，王对他说：“王后以斯帖啊，你要什么，你求什么，就是我的一半也必赐给你。”
And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom."
第四节，以斯帖说：“王若以为美，就请王带着哈曼今日赴我所预备的筵席。”
Verse 4. So Esther answered, "If it pleases the king,Let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared for him."
这以斯帖啊，他已经禁食三天。
At this point, Esther had already fasted for 3 days.
她求问神。
And she had inquired of God.
她知道她去见王，这是合理的事情。
And she knew that it was right for her to go and see the king.
她知道去见王，这是对所有的苏三城的以色列人。是有价值的一件事情。
She knew that going to see the king was right and would help all of the Jews in the citadel of Shushan.
现在王愿意见他。
And now the king was willing to see her.
王也愿意听他的请求。
And the king was willing to hear her request.
但是以斯帖他说再慢一点。
But Esther said, wait.
再请看第六节。
Let's also look at verse 6.
在酒席筵前，王又问以斯帖说：“你要什么，我必赐给你；你求什么，就是国的一半，也必为你成就。”
At the banquet of wine, the king said to Esther, "What is your petition? It shall be granted you. What is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done."
那以斯帖还是没有说出他的请求。
But again, Esther did not tell him her petition.
他只是说，我再赴我另外一个筵席。
Instead, she just said, "Let's just have another banquet."
第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
这第二次在酒席筵前，王又问以斯帖说：“王后以斯帖啊，你要什么，我必赐给你；你求什么，就是国的一半，也必为你成就。”
And on the second day, at the banquet of wine, the king again said to Esther, What is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you, and what is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done.
在这个时候，以斯帖才说出他的请求。
Only at this time did Queen Esther tell him her real request.
那我们看了整个故事，我们就知道这是一个最好的时候。
And when we read through the entire story, then you'll come to understand that this was actually the best time for her to make that request.
那这就是一种智慧。
And that was a kind of wisdom.
这种智慧是靠着平常的这种亲近神、明白神的教训累积而来的。
And that is a wisdom that was accumulated over time, over years of cultivation.
那大卫他如何求问神
？How did David inquire of God？
当然不是只有靠祭司跟以弗德。
Of course, it wasn't just by his reliance on the priests and the ephod.
我们也看到大卫祷告求问神。
We see that David also himself prayed and asked of God.
所以当然我们还是要常常回到那个很根本的，我们也在祷告当中来求问神。
And so we also should return back to the basics of kneeling down and praying to God.
照着保罗给我们的应许，神总是会使人出乎意料之外的平安，来保守我们的心怀意念。
Just like Paul promised, God will give us a peace beyond our understanding, in order to preserve our hearts and our minds and our thoughts.
因为我们所知道、所认知的真的是有限。
Because we realize that what we can see and perceive is very limited.
在求问神的当中，我们也把自己来交托给神。
And so as we inquire of God, let us also put ourselves into His hands.
在求问神的当中，也求他赐给我们忍耐等候。来看神所赐给我们是何等大、何等美好的事情。
As we inquire of God, let us ask Him to give us perseverance and patience, so that we know how to wait for His time, for Him to give us all good things.
大卫是一个求问神的人，
David,
我们也要成为一个求问神的人。
David was somebody who inquired of God, and we should also become like that.
大卫合神的心意，我们也可以成为一个合神心意的人。
David was after the heart of God, and we should also be likewise.
我们一起唱诗264首。
Let's sing hymn 264. Please be seated.
教会有在推行每一天读一章圣经，然后思考两个问题。
The church has been encouraging everyone to read the Bible each day and has been providing questions for us to think about.
如果我们要做一个求问神的人，这是一个很好的帮助。
This is something that would help us greatly if we want to be people who inquire of God.
不要对神说，神我求问你，你怎么没有回答？
So let's not tell God that I am inquiring of you, how come you're not answering me?
神要问你说，你应该知道你所求的这个合不合理。
Because God will answer, you should already know whether what you're asking is right or not.
神要告诉你，你的良心应该告诉你这个是可不可以。
God will tell you, your conscience should be able to tell you whether this is right or not.
神要说，你应该知道你所求的是不是最有价值的，是有真正的价值。
God will tell you that you should already know whether what you're asking has value and which of your decisions has less or no value.
神要告诉你，你应该有那个智慧来知道时机，什么是对的时机。
God will say that you should have the wisdom to know what is the right time for what you're asking.
所以再一次的希望我们真的能够照着教会给我们的进度，每天只有一章。用一点时间思考一下所提供给大家的思考问题。
So once again, I'd like to encourage everyone to join this program where we're reading just one chapter a day and then answering some questions to help us meditate what we've read.
相信这一定会帮助我们成为一个合神心意的人。
I believe this will help us to be people who seek after the heart of God.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
Let's now we'll make our concluding prayer.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please feel free to come to the front.